The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your Bi-Weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for the week of October 18th, 2021. So with all the cons in the last month or so, you know, Gen Con, Origins, and then this past weekend, Essen Spiel, out there in Germany, Sanus has been a bit spattered, to say the least, as far as some new releases and such. So today I'm going to give you some of the games that I noticed being the buzz of Spiel, kind of as I did with Gen Con as well. So thanks to W. Eric Martin, some others on BGG, and also the Twitter community to see what everyone was a buzz about. Some news first, Asmodee will re-release Kingsburg as a quote-unquote definitive edition next month. It'll be $60 and it'll contain all the expansions. Most of them are just modular expansions that you kind of come in and out. And some of them are absolutely amazing. Kind of the new edition of Kingsburg where the expansion kind of changed the game a bit. But they're going to have all that in the box. So this is an amazing find. Kingsburg, one of my favorite games. There's also going to be a previously unreleased scenario in there. So now in Kingsburg, what you're doing, everybody's kind of got their own little tableau of kind of it's more like a technology tree, so to speak, where you're kind of going up there as you're paying different resources to go up there and improve your little town, from the big valley or the big, I guess it's a country of Kingsburg. And what you do is you're rolling three dice on your turn. I believe you can get some more dice throughout the game. You're rolling three dice and then you're putting them out onto this board. It's kind of like almost like a triangle or a pyramid, so to speak, as the, 18 being at the top. So when you get all sixes, you can go up to the 18 spot, which gives you a whole lot of stuff, or you can place your dice one at a time or two at a time. And then the numbers go from 1 to 18, and generally only one person could be on any one of those. So you can block somebody else out. So as you're using your dice, you're getting either resources or fighting ability to fight off the monsters that'll become at the end of each year. Game is great. I just absolutely love the way that they use kind of that dice mechanism. I've been waiting for more kind of games to use this mechanism because it is such a really cool one, the way they use dice there and the way you're kind of improving your kingdom. But this is going to be a really solid game. It's very light to medium. My family likes to play this, and my extended family likes to play this. My aunt, my uncle come over and play this as well with us. 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but it doesn't feel kind of that long, very light in the gameplay itself. So check that one out. Again, that'll be Kingsburg, a definitive edition. Reiner Knizia's Siege of Rundar, that was, I believe, released in Essen, but it doesn't have a whole lot of information on the U.S. release. But W. Eric Martin had a really good preview of this one, and I really kind of like the way it was because I love deck building. So this is not necessarily quote-unquote deck building as you would recognize it as usual, but it's kind of almost like a deck improvement. So you always have 12 cards in your hand, your deck will only be 12 cards, and two of these are always going to be orcs. Now, you're going throughout the game, you're going to be buying and replacing some of these cards, but you can never replace the two orc cards. So now you'll, each time you shuffle your deck, you'll remove two of those cards and you'll end up dealing yourself out 5. Now, you won't know which two you removed, so sometimes you may have the orcs get removed. So when an orc comes up in your hand, you have to take it out, you place it down immediately, and you put out one of these, you take a card from the orc deck, which the orc will be kind of attacking your castle, so to speak. So this is, a fully cooperative game where you're trying to protect the castle from these orcs and then get your treasure to safety. So as you're kind of improving different cards, they go to one of the players that are playing. And then throughout the game, you're going to be getting better and better cards to be able to do different things and fighting off the orcs or helping you to buy or move around the castle. Very cool little nifty little game that I really, really enjoyed kind of checking out that preview that he put up there. This is a 1 to 4 player game playing about 60 to 90 minutes and kind of a medium weight kind of game. Reiner Knizia is really good at the kind of lighter to medium weight game, but I really think this is one that a lot of families will kind of like. I really enjoyed, like I said, I enjoyed reading the preview that he put out there, and I'll put a link to his little preview as well. Also out there, kind of within the last couple of weeks, the CGE, or Czech Games Edition, they put up the rules to Lost Ruins of Arnak expansion. Now, they kind of put those up there, and I kind of got a good read through it, and they also showed a little bit of it at Essen as well, where I believe they were selling some of those. So this is Lost Ruins of Arnak Expedition Leaders, which is really cool. They come with obviously new leaders, which are different players you can use, some newer cards that come in the game, and then also the different research tracks are going to be a little bit different. So there's more to each one of these leaders, but I want to go over each one of these real quick. This is one of my, this was my kind of my favorite game of the year last year. So I'm going to give you a peek of each one of these. So there's the captain. He basically has three player pawns or archaeologists, and you place them on their board. And there's also, you have one that's on your board, a space that only you could use that's on your board that lets you use one of the helpers that are on the main board as well. The Falconer, he rewards you for overcoming the guardians in the game, and the Falcon, or they call it, they call it the Eagle in the game, which is interesting. So he moves up the track, and depending on the cards you play, you can move it up more and more in the track. Then you can call it back whenever you want and use the power of where it was on the track, and then it starts again on that track for the journey down the track. So there's also the Baroness. She gets free coins during the game. It also has a card that allows her to get items into her hand instead of into her deck like they normally would, and then you would have to draw them into your hand. Now, what's cool about this card as well is it always goes back into her hand next round, even if it was exiled. That's a pretty cool mechanic. I really like that a lot. There's the Professor. He's got a bag which represents his stash of artifacts, and it starts with three artifacts in it that only he can buy, and he also has cards that help him get easier resources that he can only use for the artifacts. These resources will go into his bag as well, and he can only use these for artifacts, and once he buys all three of those, there's a way that he can get some more into his bag as well. So very cool there. I love the artifacts in the game as well. The Explorer, he's only got one archaeologist pawn, but you can move it around, but have to manage these snack tokens as you're moving that around the board. So he's more focused on the moving on the board rather than using a lot of different cards, but a little more to him than that, but that's basically his main mechanic. And finally, there's the Mystic. The Mystic uses fear to their advantage. Once you exile fear, they go into a pile on your player board, and then you use those to get rid of those fear to get advantages like resources, or you can overcome a guardian for free using the fear, that mechanic. In each round, you're going to be adding fear to your hand, but obviously it's much easier for the Mystic to remove the fear from their deck. So there's also the new research tracks that I mentioned. They're amazingly new and cool. They've got different little twists to them and different branches. They've got things like one of them has artifact that you can use for the power when you get there, but you can't get it yourself, but you just use the artifact power. And there's even a guardian on one of the tracks that you cannot move past until someone defeats it. So needless to say, this is a must-buy on my list. And if you love Lost Rooms of Varnak, I'm sure you'll be picking this one up as well once it becomes, once it becomes in trade. So a couple other games that I saw out there. Dreadful Circus. This was a new one that's coming up from Bruno Ferduti and Portal Games. This is kind of a set collection game with some auction and bidding and such. Now, what's cool is you're going to try to create your own successful circus. Now, there's a unique twist to it. Over the course of the game, players are going to buy cards that have special final scoring rules to them. So as the game, as the game progresses and more cards are gained, each player develops their own final scoring rules, and no game is the same because obviously, different players are going to be different, getting different final scoring cards through there. So just kind of a little twist on kind of the set collection, or even kind of the, I guess almost kind of a rummy feel to it, but a little twist on that set collection mechanic as well. There's also one, they showed off a Catan Solitaire logic puzzle. I know this may not be kind of in a main vein of a game, but it's very cool. And us gamers like a lot of these kind of logic puzzles and such. So there's going to be 40 puzzles in this box, which you use pieces and need to fill in the board depending on a puzzle. You have to block the robber, protect the roads and the cities and such. Just really cool little puzzle things. And like I said, there's 40 of them there. Goes back to that same vein of, I believe there was things kind of like roadblocks, which you have the cars and you kind of have to move the cars around to get the one car out of the parking lot and such. There's a lot of these little logic problems that they sell in different stores, but this is a really cool one because it centers around Catan, and I really kind of like the almost kind of the polyomino feel to that. So this is a cool one to check out once it does get over here as well. There's also a game called Moon Adventure. Now, this is from Oink Games and Jun Sasaki. Now, this was kind of like it's kind of like a sequel to the game Deep Sea Adventure, except that this one's going to actually be a co-op game and a harder co-op game. Deep Sea Adventure was an interesting thing because you started off on a boat, and then you would have to go out, and everybody uses the same air, but you would go out kind of trying to get as far as you can to grab stuff on the bottom of the sea, and then kind of get back and don't run out of air. I'm pretty sure everybody loses if you run out of air. So kind of a semi-co-op there, but this is supposed to be named as a hard co-op for Moon Adventure. But I do like the way the game is. Again, it's another one of those type of games that that's easy to learn but difficult to fulfill in that type of game. So that should be really cool. And speaking of very difficult, Gollum. They showed some more information about Gollum. Now, Gollum will be from Cranio Creations, and some of my favorite designers, Flamina Brasini, Virginio Gili, and Simone Luciani. This one is going to be a couple hours to play. It'll be 1 to 4 players, and it's kind of on a medium to heavier weight Euro scale. But what makes this cool is they kind of have these marbles there. Now, in the beginning of each round, your players are going to shuffle the colored marbles into the 3D synagogue, which will split them into 5 different lines. And that'll correspond to the 5 main actions that are available in the games. So you're going to be getting golems. You're going to kind of be upgrading your developments. You're going to be kind of getting building artifacts, getting spells, and then kind of performing one action of your choice. Color there. So what's cool is the number of marbles available in each one of the action line will determine how much the player gets from that action. And then when you choose an action, you're going to collect one marble of your choice in that line. And depending on the color, you can move your student forward in one of the districts of Prague. And it'll, you know, they have the multi-tracks, so they'll be going through the different districts, and you'll get rewards because of that as well. Kind of in that same vein, kind of reminds me of Newton in that way, in which there's multiple things. These designers, they're really good at giving you, like, one choice gives you 3 or 4 different things, and depending on the colors or how many of the choices, just so good, so deep. But really, this is going to be a good one. I've been looking forward to this one for a few years now as well. And finally, Picture Perfect will be released in the U.S. in November by Arcane Wonders. This one was put out by, I believe, a German publisher. I believe it's Korax Games. But this one is by Anthony Nouveau. This is for 2 to 4 players. Plays in about 60 to 90 minutes. Kind of a lighter to medium weight game. And what you're trying to do, this is kind of a logic puzzle. And this is kind of, you have to arrange the 14 characters for a photo. But they all have secret wishes and desires for the photo that are hidden in different envelopes. And then throughout the game, you'll be able to look in these envelopes. But you also have to get some info from other players. Kind of a social, very, very much of a social deduction or social kind of playing off of each other, getting information from them. And then depending on how you do as far as where they're going, as far as in the picture, you'll get different points and such through there. So it looks pretty cool. And there's also the 5 or 6 player expansion, which will be coming out about the same time over here in the U.S. But again, that is Picture Perfect. Now, got Kickstarters and GameFounds this year. I'm going to kind of go back and forth between GameFound and Kickstarter here, but I will have the link to them themselves, so it doesn't really matter, you know, which order I talk about them. But first up, we're going to talk about GameFound. This is going to be Too Many Bones Unbreakable. Now, I absolutely love chip theory games, and Too Many Bones is so much fun. Each one of these expansions adds a couple more characters to Too Many Bones, and usually they're usually... You don't necessarily usually need the base game. This one you may need. I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen. Can't see if it says you need the base game. But their first expansion that they put out for Too Many Bones was kind of an expansion, but you could actually play it with just there. So it was a self-contained or standalone expansion. But it definitely adds a lot more when you add it to the base game. Just such a great game because it has those different unique chips. And then each one of the characters has a lot of dice that you'll add to your board and different powers that you'll use. And you kind of go through a nice little scenario. This one is Too Many Bones is kind of a decent weight and a decent length of a game, but it is an absolute blast to play. The campaign, well, GameFound, you can always go to there even before the campaign launches, but this one will launch sometime this week, so I'll put a link in there as well. But definitely check that one out, Too Many Bones Unbreakable. Next up, we've got from Kickstarter, Paint the Roses. Now, this is a cooperative puzzle game set in Wonderland. This is by North Star Games. What's pretty cool here is there's kind of some hidden deduction, kind of, or necessarily hidden on purpose, but the way the game works is that each player will have a card of kind of how the Queen of Hearts wants her rose garden made and different rules that are determined. So you'll take a piece of the garden and you'll place it according to the rule that you have in your hand. And then once you place it there successfully, he'll put some cubes on a board, and then everybody's going to guess as to what the rule is. If they get it right, you'll go up a track. If you get it wrong, the queen will go up a track, and you're just trying to stay ahead of the queen and to win the game there. This one will be about $30 on Kickstarter. This one is funded, and it has got about 3.5 weeks to go. Well, well funded with a lot of good things. So definitely check this one out. It looks beautiful. The gameplay is kind of one of these family weight games, 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. And North Star Games is known for kind of their party games that are easily accessible. But this one looks absolutely beautiful with the art. So I highly recommend checking out Paint the Roses. Another one that's going to be ending pretty soon, but also has amazing art. This is called Keep the Heroes Out. This one is by Louis Bruy. And this one is going to end pretty soon this week, so you might want to check this one out, you know, as soon as you can. There's going to be, this is $50 out. This is kind of a tower. I wouldn't call it a tower defense. It's kind of a dungeon defense, but each player, it's kind of a, has a deck building element to it. So each player is a different monster, and then the dungeon is going to be pre-made, and each player is going to have different actions depending on the cards you draw to put different things out into the dungeon. And then once everybody does their actions, then you're going to draw some hero cards, which are going to be, that's the kind of the tower defense element to it. Then you're going to see what happens to your dungeon. So it's 1 to 4 players, very quick, very light, about 45 minutes to play, in very family way game. And like the art and the meeples, they look absolutely amazing. There's things, you can play the lizard folk, slime, ratkin, imps, red dragon, skeletons. There's all sorts of different rules to each one of these, and they all have their different deck to them. Absolutely amazing. Check this one out. I'll put a link in there because it's probably going to be a way that you can get late pledges. I like to throw these one in, you know, these type of projects in there, because they almost always have late pledges that you can get in on. Next up, Bardwood Grove. This is what they call an evolving card-based Euro for 1 to 4 fantastical bards. This one's got about 2.5 weeks to go. It is well funded as well. And to get in this one from Final Frontier Games, this one will only cost you about $59 to get in on there. Everybody plays a different bards, and there's kind of a tableau building element. So depending on where you play your cards, they'll either trigger on one phase or another. Then you've got your kind of the, I believe they call it the crescendo, or kind of the tempo. As you're doing that, you'll trigger different parts of your deck or your cards that are out there. Real cool little kind of deck building element to it as well. And you're kind of, you know, going throughout the land trying to get up the, you know, different quests and such. The bits that they've got in this game looks absolutely amazing. There's also kind of a little bit of mini expansions that are in there as well. Looks great. Check this one out. Bardwood Grove, if you kind of like that tableau building, like I do as well, in the tableau building and deck building. And finally, we've got another one back from GameFound. This one is called Taverns and Dragons. This one is up now. I do believe it is well-funded, just went over its goal. Sorry about that. About 2.5 weeks ago, and it is over its goal. There's 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. Now you're going to send your minions into the cursed forest to gather rare ingredients for your recipes, magic mushrooms, wild plants, dragon eggs, and nothing is too dangerous for the king. Again, kind of a dice placement, or worker movement with a dice placement, this adventure game. Very cool. The art, again, is very, very, very nice to see the art. So I recommend checking this one out. I always love dice placement, and it does look like a kind of an easier to get into game. And this one only costs about 44 euros, I believe. So that's probably about, $50 to get in that US. This one has about, again, 17 days left, but definitely check that one out. That is Taverns and Dragons by Lord Raccoon Games. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news or thing I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out TheMajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And as always, check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, my bi-weekly show. I do talking about board games, card games, and anything else geeky we really want to talk about. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in about 2 weeks for another Bunchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.